Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our series called Forgiven, where we were looking at the parable of the unforgiving servant. And one of the main ideas, one of the main points that Jesus was trying to make through this parable is that as Christians, forgiveness is not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation for the advanced Christians who just want to go the extra mile. No, forgiveness is a requirement, because if we have been forgiven by God, we must forgive. But what exactly does that mean? And what does it look like for us to actually forgive someone? We spent some time talking this past week about what forgiveness isn't. That forgiveness is not forgetting what someone has done. Forgiveness is not condoning what they've done and saying that it's okay or that it's not that big of a deal. And forgiveness is not reconciliation. Just because we forgive someone does not guarantee that we are going to reconcile with them. But here's what forgiveness is. Three aspects that we looked at. The first is that forgiveness is costly. You see, anytime that there is a sin that is committed, there's a debt that's incurred, and that debt has to be paid by someone. And when we refuse to forgive, what we are saying is, you have to pay the debt. You have to make it right. You have to pay me back. You have to make it up to me. But forgiveness says, I am canceling the debt on your behalf, meaning that you no longer have to pay me back. You don't have to make it up to me anymore. I'm going to absorb the cost of what you have done at my own personal expense. You see, this is why we are commanded to forgive just as God has forgiven us, because our sin debt was so great that God's forgiveness cost him his son Jesus. He absorbed the cost of our sin at his own personal expense. And if God has forgiven us of an infinite debt, we ought to forgive one another. Forgiveness is costly. Secondly, we saw that forgiveness is a choice. People will often say things like, I'll forgive them if they apologize to me, or I'll forgive them if they show me that they're really sorry. But you see, that's not true forgiveness, because when you demand an apology, you are demanding payment. You're saying you have to pay me back in order for me to forgive you. But true forgiveness is a one-way street. And while reconciliation requires two people, forgiveness only takes one, meaning that you don't need an apology in order to forgive someone. Because forgiveness is a choice. It's a decision that you make where you are canceling their debt even if they haven't paid you back. And oftentimes, you're not going to feel like forgiving somebody. Your emotions are going to make you want to hold onto a grudge. Your emotions are going to make you want revenge, which is why forgiveness is a deliberate choice that you make. It's a decision of the will where you are making the choice and then allowing your feelings and your emotions to catch up over time. And then finally, we looked at the fact that forgiveness is a process. We can typically forgive small offenses in the moment. Like if someone is short-tempered with you, if someone cancels on you last minute, if someone cuts you off in traffic, you can make the decision in the moment to just forgive them and move on. It's not typically something that you carry with you moving forward. But forgiving a larger offense is oftentimes a process. Because what they did, it deeply wounded you. It sticks with you. It's a weight that you carry. And so you don't just forgive them in the moment and then move on. No, it's a process that can take a really long time. And you have to continue to make the decision, to make the choice to forgive them. You know, I've had people ask, you know, if I'm still hurt by what someone has done, does that mean that I never forgave them? To which I would say, no, it's not that you didn't forgive them. Is that you need to continue to forgive them because you are still in the process of forgiveness. And sometimes that process can take months. Sometimes that process can take years. The feelings may go away for a while and then randomly pop back up. There are certain things that we don't just get over and move on from in the moment. which is why we have to continually remind ourselves of what God has done for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We have to look back to the cross and remember God's grace and God's mercy in our lives. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for you today and to give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, as we come to the end of this series, Lord, we thank you just for the reminder of your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so God, help us to forgive just as you have forgiven us. Help us to extend grace and mercy even when people don't deserve it, even when it doesn't feel right, because that's what you have done for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. And it's in the name of your son, Jesus, that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.